Hello, how are you? Welcome to Slimming World Podcast of 2023. Yes, this is 4 years of our podcast and we've got another belter for you. Plus, we also have a new milestone shout-out feature which we get to welcome you to in a mini moment. But first, let's tell you what you're going to learn if you listen to this episode in the next 20 minutes. Anna Mangan, what do you think people will learn and then find out in the next 20 minutes?
How to break the cycle of yo-yo dieting.
I'm signing up right now.
How to get some freedom, how to get some help, how to get some support, and how to talk about, I don't know, find out about the pitfalls of what our lives used to be.
Because there's many of us who have tried to fix this in our own heads, on our own. And it's really difficult. So if that speaks a lot to you at the moment, this might be the episode to keep listening through. We are parked up in a car park, actually. Yeah, you can hear. I've just literally parked up because my dash cam just turned off. We've parked up in a car park and we are parked up in the car park of a group. We've never been through the doors of this group. We don't know who the consultant is. We wouldn't even know what to expect. But that is where so many people start their Slimming World journey. So we thought it was an apt place to perhaps record this episode back in the car where we belong.
I mean, the car is our second home, isn't it? If, you know, when we first started, every episode was in the car or your dining table, wasn't it?
Mm. So that's a little bit of what's coming up. And now for our inbox, which we have a voicemail inbox and our new feature, Milestone Shoutouts. And let's find out who has left a message in our inbox. We'll find out from our trusted friend, Ryan.
Greetings, you wonderful Slimming World podcast listeners. Welcome to our new feature, Milestone Shoutouts. Let's hear who's winning this week.
Hi, Anna and Claire. This is Sandra from Balbriggan. I run 4 sessions in the Brackencourt Hotel in Balbriggan, County Dublin, Ireland. And I'd like to give a big shout out to my member, Fiona Keogh, who since February 2021 has not missed one day sea swimming. And to top it all, has lost an incredible 2 stone, 3.5 pounds. Way to go, Fiona.
Hello, my name is Caroline. I'm a member of Sarah's Wednesday group in Kilwinning, Ayrshire. My milestone is this year I will be celebrating 5 years at Target. It was hard work to get there, it's hard work to stay there, but in my mid-40s I am fitter and healthier than I have ever been in my life. And I now have the courage I never had to say yes please to life's opportunities.
What a positive way to kick off our new feature from Sandra and Caroline. I love how like you know, Sandra really passionately talking about Fiona. I mean, wild sea swimming.
I mean, that sounds phenomenal, but
that's
a little
terrifying.
Scary. I mean, I'd be up for it, but it'd be cold.
I think, you know what is really interesting is that both of them, like, you know, Fiona and Caroline, they sound like they're living their best life.
Yes. And that's the whole thing, isn't it? Making the best version of yourself and just living it and being courageous.
And I think, you know, there's been many people who, when they've kind of got to that point where they realise they need to lose weight, they've kind of done so feeling a bit crap. They felt like they need to be really restrictive. You know, they've lost their self-belief, like, they don't want to be in photos, they don't want to do anything, you start to become quite insular. And then to kind of hear that people have broken that cycle and got through the other side, I think it's quite inspirational.
It's knowing that the possibilities are endless, aren't they? And that can be you. It's not something that only certain people can have. I think it's quite a freeing feeling, isn't it? I remember joining groups being really excited. You know what I mean? At the prospect of what could be. What could be at the end of this journey? Who could I be? What could I have? It's really powerful.
Yeah. So, welcome to the podcast. I'm Claire, a member. Anna is a consultant. We put out a podcast every Monday. It's just that every other Monday, they're for members only, where you can only listen if you are a paid up member, and you can listen on the app or on the Slimming World members area. But every other week, we're here, we're on Spotify, we're on Apple Podcasts, and we have a whole massive back catalogue of episodes for you to listen to, which span over 4 years. So pick a title which suits where you're at the moment, and hopefully that will help you. Just give you a flavour if you're new to Slimming World. Slimming World is a plan which helps people lose weight. It's the number one weight loss organisation in the UK. So anyway, we're here to kind of just give a bit of a flavour. I think people have kind of sent us messages saying they listen to the podcast because they like our energy, our vibe. They like how we make losing weight fun. We give them a flavour of some of the things that kind of, I suppose, the psychology more of like what goes on in cracking this cycle. But also people kind of say, I'd love to join a group, but I'm not sure what to expect. I'd like to kind of become an online member. I'm not sure what to expect. So I think we can kind of say that we'll give an idea of, if you were sat in the car where we are now and you walk through those doors, what would happen? We can certainly give you a flavour of that. But I suppose like this idea, this phrase, the secret dietist, incredibly powerful, because I think that many people might be listening to this podcast without their friends or their family knowing, dipping their toe in, but not openly wanting to say to people they know, their friends or family, that they know they're trying to lose weight.
It's a fascinating notion, isn't it? I mean, I've done it. Have you done it?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and I would say the majority of my members have done it, people I encounter. And the reason I think we do it is because we're so fearful, aren't we? We're also fearful of committing. We're fearful of failing. We're fearful of judgment. We're fearful of a lot of kind of situations, aren't we? And what potentially could go wrong if we make this full commitment to our weight loss journey. So we keep it a secret because it's easier if it's a secret.
Well, you can't fail if you haven't told anyone.
Yeah, or you also worry about pressure. I meet a lot of people that are terrified by pressure, and they think if other people know, they'll put pressure on them, or they'll kind of, they have to be doing it, don't they? I remember I didn't want my mum to know, because then if I went to a house and I ate cake, she wouldn't say anything. But if I was trying to lose weight and I went to a house and ate cake, she'd be like, Anna, I thought you were trying to lose weight and I wanted to eat the cake. So her not knowing. But I think there is so much fear and fear of other people's opinions that sometimes it's a much easier place to go, I'm doing this on my own. But I don't think what I realised in the midst of doing it on my own is how much harder, if not impossible, it made it. And actually the thing I needed more than anything was other people to buy into it, support me, inspire me, motivate me and encourage me. And without other people, I wouldn't have got to where I am today.
So it took me a long time to work that out.
Yeah.
Because I think I had kind of tried a bit of everything. I hit the Google.
Yeah.
Typed in ways I could lose the weight quickly.
Yes.
Get it done, get it over with and move on with my life. I was looking for a quick fix.
Oh,
and
definitely.
Then when I kind of had maybe lost the weight and then I put it back on and then some, I kind of got trapped in this pattern where I just was an unsuccessful slimmer. And I really had lost like the belief in myself. And I've really lost the joy in life. I started kind of going out. You know, even the food I was cooking myself, everything was very plain, boring, restrictive.
Yeah.
And I just got locked in the cycle where I'd kind of restrict myself and then just go like on a bit of a binge.
Yeah.
You know, where I'd just eat anything and be like, oh, well, it hasn't worked, whatever. And I just got really trapped like in this kind of up, down cycle. And I was really looking for like some kind of consistency.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to cook. I didn't know how, like, the science behind food. I didn't know the education behind food. And it was incredibly difficult. And, you know, and that was like 9 years ago.
Wow.
And then I saw a banner outside a village hall that said about Slimming World. And I kind of Googled it and I thought, oh, yeah, I haven't really heard much about this. And it was on Monday night. I was free on Monday nights. And I thought, I'll just go along and see. And it was funny because the people that I met when I went through that first, like that first night, and the people who were in the new members talk with me, we stayed friends for like months until I moved groups 6 months later. You know, we kind of felt like we had a bond because we joined at the same time.
Yeah.
And you know, in other journeys where I've kind of bounced and I've had to rejoin, or I've moved, or I've, you know, changed shift patterns or something. I've had to move different groups as I've gone. And I have been an online member as well, actually, for a period where I couldn't make group. You know, then I've kind of found other times where I've gone and joined with friends. And I think the biggest surprise to me was that you don't see people like whispering. Nobody talks about, like, your weight isn't shown to anybody. You know, you don't have to stand on a scale and get weighed in front of the whole group. It's like you and someone who's weighing tucked away. I mean, how do you explain
that? My biggest fear was that the whole room were going to see me weigh. They were going to know my weight.
Because you see on TV BMI shows like from years ago.
Oh my God, I was terrified. So how it's set up, you have your social team member that weighs you, your weigh person, and everything is confidential. I know your weight, the weigh person knows your weight, and you know your weight, and that's it. It's never disclosed. We will talk about pound changes, so ups, downs and maintains, but we never disclose your weight, and everything is done in a super kind of non-judgmental way. So I think it's really important, if you, because that was my fear. If that's a fear that's knocking around in your head, there's not some big open scales where we all stand and you get booed or anything like that, because for a lot of people there is this kind of false image floating around, isn't there? I mean, I've talked before about the fact I sat in the car park of six Slimming World groups, because that notion of going in and facing that fear and people judging me and like the whispering, you know, people thinking, oh my gosh, I thought I'm going to be the biggest person in here, I'm going to be the ugliest, I'm going to be the youngest, whatever. I was so shocked when I walked in, because, you know what, it just felt really like normal people.
But what was it that made you go through the doors on the sixth one?
My best friend kicked me in the bottom and said, you're bleep bleep doing this. I think I'd got to the point where I had to change, and I had to do it. And I think, do you know what, I had recognised sat in the group, the car parks of groups, no one ever came out sad. I'd watched the people go in and out. And you see them come out smiling, chatting to each other. Everything seemed lovely. So actually, what I'd seen, even though I hadn't been in group, was kind of positive. So I just remember saying to Joe, I've got to do this and I've got to see it. And I was really lucky. I mean, not even lucky, but I knew someone in there, so that immediately took a little bit of stress down. And the consultant was just so friendly and so normal. I think that was the thing. It was just normal people. Does that make sense? Well, I say that as a consultant, I'm the least normal person you'll know. But I think it was that I'd made a caricature of a situation in my head, like I'd created this view that just wasn't real, and I created a view of myself that was very negative. So actually walking in the door was actually a complete relief, because it was nothing like I thought it would be. You know, like as a kid, like you get scared of something and the more you think about it, the bigger it is. That's how I kind of got with going into a Slimming World group, like I created this monster.
Yeah, because often I think we kind of hope things are going to get better. Like, yeah, it'll sort itself out. I'll walk a bit more.
I'll
join a gym. It'll all sort itself out.
I'll drink some lemon juice and cayenne pepper and I'll shrink. You know what I mean? Like, I can deal with this. It will be okay. But then I got to the point where it wasn't okay. I was getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And the only way I was going to change it was by walking through the door, because I had to acknowledge I couldn't do it on my own. I just couldn't do it on my own. Because I don't know if you experience this, but with doing it on your own, I'd be like, oh, I just ate a packet of biscuits, so I'll start tomorrow. Do you know what I mean? But there was no ever dealing with the fact of why I'd eaten the biscuits, understanding the psychology of my own mind, becoming an expert in me. I couldn't do that because there was no one there to help support me to understand that. That was just me binging and starving.
Yeah, I totally say that. Yeah, I think you don't know what you don't know.
Yes.
And I think
so
a
true.
Lot of the times I've realised, like, you know, the ways that I ate were kind of like stolen from people I'd lived with along the years. I didn't really know how to cook. We weren't really a cooking family growing up. So I didn't know how to cook a spag bol from scratch. I didn't really know how to cook curry and rice from scratch. So it's like, and I remember when I joined Slimming World, I was quite overwhelmed with the idea of cooking.
Yeah.
And I'd had this, like, I suppose, idea of, like, dieting is all about salads and soups, and that wasn't really my thing.
No.
I was like, oh God, and fruit. I mean, I've barely eaten any fruit. So I think I was quite, I'd kind of put barriers in my mind, I suppose, about what to expect with that.
That's fear, isn't it?
I'll never forget, like, in that first group, when within a few weeks, there was a lady who had lost 4 stone and she couldn't cook and she only used her microwave and she mostly ate jacket potatoes. But I was amazed how she'd lost 4 stone. And I was like, okay. And then there were the people who were like, you know, going to town. They are the cooks in the group. Yeah. They will tell you anything, any spice you need to know, where to get it, how much to get, how much to use, what to, where to store it.
What to do with the sweets.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And they're the experts.
Yeah.
So I kind of was like, all right, I need to take a bit from them and a bit from her. And then I make it like kind of adapt to me.
Yeah. And I think that's what I remember coming out of group of like, oh my God, these people are doing it. But it's not hard. Like, I remember leaving group and thinking, wow, they eat, but they eat what they want. I'd done so many plans before, which was like, right, you eat this at this time and eat this at this time. And I remember feeling about the freedom of it. But one of the biggest things I came out from the first group I went to was I laughed. I don't know if you experienced that, but it was fun. It wasn't hard, it wasn't embarrassing, it was just really interesting and fun is what I came out with. And it was almost like I was having to rewrite the story in my head because I had this view of what I was encountering, what I needed to do to lose weight. And a lot of us have lost weight previously doing something that's horrific, doing something that is so alien to us that we feel that that's the only way we can lose weight. Does that make sense? Like, you feel like I've got to restrict and I've got to drink shakes, I've got to do something else. And it was just really exciting to see that, you know what, the people in group were able to understand themselves, make a plan for where it could go wonky for them. They could really understand where kind of in the week it was dangerous, where their danger zones and triggers were. And I was just really inspired by people learning about themselves, because I think the biggest thing I knew I had to do was discover myself to lose weight. Because I'd spent a long time just pushing that emotion down. I can just eat that right now. Do you know what I mean?
Well, if you've been to the situation where you kind of had reached the weight loss target that you wanted to, but you hadn't stayed there.
Yes.
That's where I suppose that part. And it's quite a lot to do that kind of on your own. You know, to think of the recipes, to think of the plan, to then think of the kind of activity program that you need to do when actually
it's there for you.
Someone like Slimming World, it's kind of like there on a plate waiting for you.
Do you know what? Another
thing that excited me was seeing, because we all know activity was not something I naturally came to, to see people who weren't active when they started but had become active, that was very inspiring for me, because activity I think was more daunting than food. Because I would never say, like, if I was going to list my attributes in life, being an active person was not one of those. So it was really exciting to see that people actually, because I came from a family that my mum had rowed for Wales. My dad was the least sporty person in the world, but mum had stopped being active. So literally we just ate. So activity wasn't something we did in our lives. So to see people be active, enjoy it, because I had always felt as activity as punishment. Like, we only walked.
But you have to do it.
Yeah. Well, no, we only walked if the car wasn't working or the taxi hadn't turned up. That's right. Didn't walk for activity. You only ran if you were going to miss the bus. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So actually to see people enjoy activity and make it part of their lifestyle was fascinating to watch. And I was one of those people who watched from afar. I couldn't and didn't do anything, but then it seeped into me. So that really inspired me in group. But also the fact it wasn't thrown at me, because I would have been one of those people, if someone had said, Anna, you've got to be active, I would have run out the door. Well, I wouldn't have run out the door. Do you know what I mean? And I like that was kind of at my own pace, because again, I had done things in my previous life which were like super restrictive or super hard. Like, you're going to go to 6 spin classes this week, not because you want to, but because it will make you drop a dress size, because I've read something in a magazine that told me it would. Do you know what I mean? Like, extremes. I think we were extremists, weren't we?
I was looking for the consistency. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. That sweet spot of where I can kind of lose weight, but not like, yeah, completely have the corset so tight. I think, you know, what you're saying about like seeing people kind of being active and coming out of group and happy. The biggest like light bulb moment for me, I think, was hearing people throughout like image therapy. And I know like with online members, there's like live events that they can go to with inspirational people.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got the community too. But in the group, I found it like I could go and have a chat with these people. They were sat next to me. They were my people, you know?
Yeah.
And there's something, it's very easy, I think, to read a magazine, to look at Instagram and almost put someone on a pedestal.
Yes.
But when you actually are sat next to that person, they're saying, I've lost this amount of weight, and it's the same amount of weight that you need to lose. And you can have a chat with them, and they live in your area, and you can
shop in your shops,
see what's on their food plan, what they're going to have for tea tonight. And you can kind of, it just makes it feel like a bit more realistic and a bit more relatable. And And I think I'm totally with you. The light bulb moment was like, wow, these people aren't like you say, whispering. They're not like hiding in shame. They're not wearing leggings every week. They're not wearing baggy clothes to hide themselves. They are like happy and shining. And I want a piece of that.
Yeah.
Like,
I want
to
be.
Sign
that.
Me up. How do I get to that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I'm sick of living in this shoebox that I created for myself of my own life.
Yeah.
And,
Like I'm insular.
Yeah. And you're right. I definitely did it like slow, didn't I? I lost like 4 stone in the first year.
I wouldn't say that was slow, but yeah.
Well, yeah. I meant like easing in like the full like body magic.
Yeah.
I took that first year to concentrate on food. And the number one trigger for me was like getting an app, ordering fast food and delivery. I had to break that cycle, and I took a year out of fast food and I deleted the apps.
So brave.
And because I needed to break that cycle and get in the habit of learning how to cook. And then after that year, then I started to kind of like bring in the idea about finding activity, what would work for me. And I tried a load of different things. That was the thing that losing the initial 4 stone gave me the confidence to get out there and try stuff.
Do you know what I remember
very much about your journey, though? Because Claire was my member, if you didn't know that before, is that you always came to group and you always made the choice that you got to group, and you were working everywhere, but you put it in your diary and you made that really
made
important.
It a priority,
and I think a really important thing to recognise, and that's something I didn't recognise until I was a group member, is that no matter what the scale said, people are there, and how gaining weight was dealt with. Like, I was terrified if I'd ever gained a pound or 2 or 3 pounds previously that I would be berated. But actually, do you know what? All you'll ever get in group is support on how to understand maybe why that happened, but also to change it. So I think, you know, what I always saw in your journey was the fact that you came in no matter what the scale said, the good, the bad, or the indifferent. But to anybody that might be listening and they think, well, how's that managed? It's not a taboo subject. It's something that happens and it will happen, and we deal with and we work through, but it's not, you're not punished, you're not told off, are you? Like, you know, it's what happens. And I think it's really, you said something very key just before, like, it's relatable. Like, I think for me, what I needed to understand is that, do you know what, there is someone who's 70 in here, there's someone who's 18 in here, but everybody is kind of doing it their own way and tailored it. Like, I don't like seafood, but I don't need to eat seafood to lose weight. Do you know what I mean? There's diabetic members in there. There was something for everything, which was really quite reassuring. Because I think you want reassurance, don't you? I needed reassurance. I needed someone to go, you can still eat your spaghetti, you can still eat your eggs on toast, and you can still go out and have some vodka. I needed that.
Maybe there's three R's then. Reassurance, realistic, and relatable.
We should be, I mean, you should be a
journalist. We should write the publicity.
I mean,
for
we should do this. I mean, new job. But I just think, I remember just a sigh.
Maybe that is the message that we give. If you walk through those doors, if you're like Anna and you've been sat in a car park 6 times, the sixth time you go through the door, those are the 3 hours that you could potentially get.
And a really important thing I just want to say for anybody that is looking to go to a group, you come into a group and you try it before you buy it. I think that's a really important thing, you know. You come in, sit in the new member talk, sit through image therapy, and if it's right for you, then you sign up at the end. Because for me, I think it's really important that someone goes through the whole process and makes an informed decision if they want to come and join me and my crazy rabble. And I've never had anyone not want to join, but I think it's a really important thing that you recognise that you just by walking in the door, you're not signing your life away type thing. Because it's a really interesting process, but it's like anything that's new, it comes with a bit of trepidation, doesn't it? And I always liked that saying, feel the fear and do it anyway.
Feel the fear, Susan, what's her name? Susan Jeffer?
Yeah.
I think the author, that's a great book.
Yeah, and I think it is about, you know, sometimes just because something's not normal to you doesn't mean it's going to be bad, but it's about trying something different.
See, that's not what she said, that's me paraphrasing.
I was looking at, Slimworld did some research about Slimworld members losing weight versus non-Slimworld members that were kind of, you know, gritting their teeth, doing it on their own. And I thought this was really interesting. Say, like, in the next 12 weeks, would you like to lose a stone and a pound? Because I think a lot of people might say yes to that right
now.
And they did research of 1.1 million slimmers and found that regularly attending a group helped people to lose weight, with members who attend at least 75% of group sessions losing more weight than those going it alone.
Wow.
Over the course of 3 months, on average, members lost 1 stone, 1 pound over that time. So in 12 weeks' time, would you like to weigh a stone lighter? I think a lot of us who are kind of in that zone might say yes to that.
And I think, do you know what's a really important thing? You could do that while learning so much and having so much fun. That's what I'd say as a little caveat.
I mean, that's the mind-blown bit, yeah. Isn't it? And actually, one of the things we're going to get into in our episode next week is about making the most of your membership, because I think a lot of people don't know about the digital aspect. You know, you don't just pay to go to group and weigh and then you can leave. Actually, there's like an app, there's a members area, you get these members only bonus podcast episodes, you get access to activity videos, there's the barcode scanners, there's articles, there's 1,800 recipes. Like, it's absolutely mad compared to when I first joined Slimworld. How much is actually you get included in the membership, I think, is mind-blowing.
I mean, all the digital side now, yeah. I remember when we had an abacus and a quill. That's how long ago
I joined. Get away!
No, but it has to get... Do you know what? It's we've really, really stepped up our game. You get a lot. You really do.
Can we also say, one thing, that if you are really struggling at the moment and you're finding things difficult, then just reach out. Reach out to a friend. Maybe even call or text a consultant that's in your area and just say, I'm thinking about joining, what can I expect? Am I the type of person? Could you help me in this situation? Maybe you've got specific dietary needs, maybe you've got, I don't know, health complications that you might just want to check first. You can do that.
I mean, this is what I would always say. Pick up the phone and talk to us. There is nothing I love more than a member, would-be member, calling and saying, just got a couple of questions, could you answer them? Of course I can, with pleasure. Don't sit there fearful. Pick up the phone. Seriously. Yeah. Not at 3 o'clock in the morning, please, but pick up the phone.
So anyway, we are also on Instagram, by the way. You can kind of find out a bit more about the behind the scenes of the podcast. You can see silly photos of us doing all kinds of weird things. And of course, we have the back catalogue. So anytime you need a little bit of a pick you up, you know, whether you're a group member, whether you're an online member, or you're just a bit of a curious Slimming Worlder, we're there for you just to kind of help out whenever you need us. And hopefully, you know, some of the things that we're talking about are just giving you that kind of empowerment to say, you know, yes, you can with Slimming World, that you can do this.
And you can do it your way, with your lifestyle, with your family, with your friends. I think that's a really important thing.
Find the belief that you need to get you to move forwards. Because I always remember, I got sick of going round and round in circles, the same circles over and again. I finally wanted to move forwards. I wanted a straight line with an arrow facing forwards instead of backwards, or a circle I was going round and round like a weirdo getting lost on a roundabout.
Well, I think it's fair to say both of us wouldn't have the lives we've got now without our weight loss.
Oh, I mean, we have not done a Roman road, for sure.
No, I think, you know, my life wouldn't be what it is. Yeah, and it's
embrace
the best thing
that.
I ever did. Yeah.
And hopefully, you know, you can be like Caroline. You know, you can be fitter, healthier, you know, better than you've ever been, and you will have the courage to say yes, please, too. So get in contact with us. We're emailing slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. And we're on Instagram. You can direct message us at Slimming World Podcast. Follow this podcast so you get updated. Every Monday, there's a new episode for you on the app. Every other Monday, we're here for you. Have a great week. Start your year as you mean to go on. And we'll be here for you over the coming months. Bye for now.
Bye.